Charlie McKillop on ABC Far North.
At 14 minutes past seven, it seems that you are sitting on the fence when it comes to the concept of sleep tourism. I haven't had any takers yet, someone telling me that this is their dream idea of a holiday, or whether it challenges your notion of a holiday where we tend to go out and pack as much as we can into our itinerary. I know I have that feeling when I go on holiday, that if I'm laying in bed in the hotel past 7 o'clock in the morning, I start getting a bit twitchy that, you know, here we are in this amazing place. We need to be out there discovering it, doing it. What about you? What's your idea of the perfect holiday? 1300 801 222 or 0487 993 222 if you'd like to send me a text on that. So much of our tourism offering in this part of the world has been geared towards immersing yourself in our two natural wonders of the world, the Great Barrier Reef right on our doorstep, the world's oldest living rainforest, and what place better positioned to take advantage of both of those than the Daintree Coast. And that is where Tamara Shanna and her partner Bruno own Daintree Siesta. Now, that seems to be a very aptly named business for the market that we've been talking about this morning, Tamara. But when you purchased the business, it wasn't called that, but it was certainly a place that you saw potential in. How do you see your business aligning with this idea that holidays shouldn't just be about adventure and discovery, but also about rest and restoration?
Oh, absolutely. We actually spent a year travelling around Australia in the caravan in 2019 and escaping the craziness of Sydney at the time. And that was one of our huge learnings from that year, was slowing down and undertaking slow travel and adjusting and having time to sleep and recover from the busyness of life. You know, even at that time, we started noticing we'd wake up at 9 o'clock and we'd be going to bed at 9 o'clock at night. So when we moved up to the Daintree and we're in the heart of the rainforest, that pace of life and slowing down and having a bit of a recovery from being busy was a really important thing. And so we really encourage our guests to come up and spend a few days in the rainforest, and that there are things to see. You can go out and you can do some walks and just absorb nature, but giving yourself time to sit and just be in the rainforest is so important as well. And I know you were talking about the rain and the showers earlier. If you're here for a few days, you can just work with the weather and listen to the rain as you sleep, as I know a lot of people up here get to do quite often, but you can sit, read a book, have a cup of tea, and then when the rain stops, go for a walk, or you could even go for a walk in the rain.
Why not? At least our rain, you're not going to come home with hypothermia. I love that idea as well. That could be we're better to experience the rain than in the World Heritage Rainforest. And I also love the idea that you put out there of slow travel. So perhaps a rebadging, not so much sleep tourism, which seems kind of a little bit, I don't know, just a little bit boring. But slow tourism, just like slow cooking, suggests that the longer you take, the more rewarding it's going to be.
Absolutely. You never know what you'll see. I walk on our walking tracks, and if I'm walking slower and taking my time, then things like muskrat kangaroos will just appear out of the bush, and they're pretty cool to be able to see.
What feedback do you get from visitors from around the world that arrive in the Daintree? Are they looking to do more of what you've just talked about, to relax and unwind? Or is it the kind of traditional market? I seem to think of the Daintree as being like a backpacker location where people really love to just go out and climb a mountain and get out to the reef, and there's so much to do.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a mix. There are people that really understand that they're coming to this amazing UNESCO World Heritage listed rainforest and are here to experience rainforest and see the animals and plants and amazing things that are here. And then there are people who are just wanting to tick things off the list. It is a little bit of an adjustment for people because I think mindset-wise, a lot of people who are travelling and like outdoor walking, they have in their mind, oh, I've got to do a long walk, you know, and most of the walks up here are shorter ones. The national park walks are about an hour or so and fairly easy walks. I'm currently just exploring a new offering at the Entry Siesta called Forest Therapy, and I'll be taking guests on our walking tracks, and those walks are slower again and about engaging the senses and connecting with the rainforest. And I've taken a few people on those as I've been doing my training, and the feedback I'm getting is, wow, this is amazing. I like, even people who are up here filming and you know, experienced nature photographers, they are getting to the end of the walk and saying, wow, I saw things I don't see. Normally I'm not looking for that, or, you know, I'm focused on this. And just to be able to sit still is amazing.
Tamara Schenner speaking with you about the concept of slowing down on our holidays. This started with a conversation that Christy Sexton-McGrath has been having as the national tourism reporter about the emerging market of sleep tourism. And Tamara just putting a few other, I guess, a little slight twist on that theme. Forest therapy, forest swimming, having a swim surrounded by nature is another thing that I believe is really being sought after in the wellness and well-being market.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an up-and-coming adventure in the rainforest.
And what else do you think a business like your own or other tourism businesses in tropical North Queensland would need to do to take advantage of this emerging, I hate to say the word trend, because I think it's more than that?
I think it's that appreciation for what we have, and most of the businesses up here have that already. It's tapping into it and having an awareness from the people coming to visit that that's available and how beneficial it is to just lowering stress, anxiety, and it's being able to go back to your regular life, having that downtime is so important.
Thank you so much for joining the conversation, Tamara. Can we expect Daintree Siesta to be rolling out the pillow menu or extra dark curtains anytime soon?
I don't know about the pillow menu, I actually find that sleeping in the rainforest, a lot of the distractions aren't here already. You know, we don't have the traffic coming past and the planes going overhead and et cetera. So I kind of feel like we're already there without having to have added extras.
You're already there. I love the idea. Thanks very much, Tamara. Have a great day in the Daintree.
Thanks, Charlie.